we can say that while devotion to Our Lady is not something optional, okay, that is necessary, every Christian must be devoted to Our Lady. That's what the Catechism teaches. That's what Pope Paul VI teaches. Quote, "The Church's devotion to the Blessed Virgin is intrinsic to Christian worship." Intrinsic, meaning necessary. And so while devotion to Our Lady is absolutely necessary, the praying of the Rosary is one of the forms, one of the expressions of that devotion. It is called the epitome of the gospel, a compendium of the gospel, okay, because in praying all of the mysteries of the Rosary, you pass from the incarnation, okay, the beginning of our Lord's life, all the way up into Our Lady's glorification beside her Son as the Queen of heaven and earth. In this expression of devotion to Our Lady, though not, strictly speaking, obligatory for all of the faithful, although it is warmly encouraged, it is obligatory for the formation of clerics, that is, seminarians, those preparing for the priesthood, and it is also obligatory for religious. Okay, we find this in canon law. Canon 246, for the formation of clerics, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, including the Rosary, mental prayer, and other exercises of piety are to be fostered so that the students may acquire the spirit of prayer and be strengthened in their vocation. And then, with regard to religious, they are to have a special devotion to the Virgin Mother of God, the example and protectress of all consecrated life, including by way of the Rosary. Now, why would the Church make the Rosary obligatory for seminarians and for religious? Because the Church knows the strength and the power of this prayer to obtain graces for us. Right? Priests and religious have a more strict obligation to strive for Christian perfection, to be saints, to arrive at the full flowering of grace within their souls, so that they can then be means of grace for others. And so the Church, by making the Rosary obligatory for clerics and religious, is saying that this is a very efficacious way of increasing grace in the soul. The power of the Rosary to bring us to the heart, the Immaculate Heart of the Mediatrix of all graces, and to enable her to perform her role as spiritual mother in our lives. And so, obligatory for clerics, religious, warmly, strongly encouraged for all of the faithful, that the entire mystical body of Christ would become Marian, okay, as she ought to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.